This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. For the third year, the USF MUMA College of Business Sports and Entertainment Management Program is teaming up with Fox Sports and the Tampa Bay Lightning to bring in some big-name guests for the USF Sports and Entertainment Lecture Series. We get a preview of the free series with the director of the Sports and Entertainment Management Program, William Sutton. Welcome again to University Beats, sir.
Thank you.
Before we get to the names of these guests that are coming this year, why don't you tell me a little bit about the general purpose of this program, this lecture series?
We decided early on that what our goal was going to be was to create this speaker series where we could bring in high-profile people that my students could learn from, other students at the university could learn from, alumni could learn from, and business leaders in the community could learn from. And that's been our goal. We've had an amazing group of people, and this year I kind of went with a leadership theme of trying to get people that are great leaders to come in here this year.
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit and start with the second one of the series, which is probably the big name, and that is one that everyone is most likely familiar with if you watch any NFL game, and that's Papa John, John Schneider. Why don't you tell me about who that is and what he's going to talk about?
That business is less than 25 years old, and it's like the number one pizza chain or close to it in the United States. And this guy starts off selling his car to raise money to prevent his father's bar from being foreclosed, and then going into business with his father and building a pizza oven in a closet. And that's how this business started, and I think it's just incredible. And how then he's utilized sports and his relationships with Jerry Jones and Peyton Manning and J.J. Watt and Joe Montana to really now push this to the forefront. So he's been single-mindedness in his view and his purpose, and I want to hear his story. So we brought him in here. We were able to get Papa John to come in, and we're real excited about it.
And he'll be talking at 7 p.m. on Wednesday at 4:30 on the 13th. You have another relatively big name in the sports world coming in. Who's that?
It's Scott O'Neill, who's the president of the Philadelphia 76ers and the New Jersey Devils.
Not to insult any guest, but right now the 76ers aren't exactly tearing up the world. What lessons can you learn from a team that is struggling and rebuilding, do you think?
And remember, we don't focus on the sports side. We focus on the business side. And the incredible story here is that in the morale and the spirit on the business side at the 76ers is the best I've seen in any team I work with. And I think that goes to show that if you have a leader that is a charismatic leader and has an appreciation for what it takes to be in the trenches and knows how important talent is, that they can build a great business operation in spite of how the product poorly performing on the athletic surface.
And then the lecture series wrapping up on Thursday at 4:30 with Donna Orender. Not a name maybe familiar with the average sports fan, but still a name that people should know nonetheless.
Absolutely. I came into contact with Donna when she was the commissioner of the WNBA. Donna also runs a workshop for young women in Jacksonville every spring. And Donna's message is that, you know, women need to be competitive in the business world as they are on the athletic surfaces. And Donna also has some tips for men to also be able to help women in their strive to be competitive and be successful in the business world. I think it's a good message for our business community to hear.
Who should come out, and what do you hope that they get from the experience?
I tell my students all the time, our goal here, why we have you here, is to increase your worldview, to give you a different perspective than when you came in. And I think that's what this lecture series does. It gives everybody the opportunity to come in, hear a different perspective, hear a different story, understand the struggles and things that people have gone through, and to be able to take that and apply it to their own businesses or their daily lives.
William Sutton, the director of the USF MUMA College of Business Sports and Entertainment Management Program. Again, good luck with this year's lecture series, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
The lecture series takes place Wednesday and Thursday in the USF Marshall Student Center Oval Theater. While the event is free, reservations are required. You can find a link to that by checking out our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.